News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Add Rhinelander to the list of cities watching for drivers using cell phones. The Common Council voted 5-3 to join Wausau, Marshfield, and Wisconsin Rapids in restricting cell chatting while behind the wheel. Supporters cited safety concerns. Opponents said the situation's already covered by existing inattentive driving laws. A 10-and-a-half-year-old Kenosha boy will have a chance to defend his world record Sunday. What record's that? Well, he's going to run in the Green Bay Half Marathon. It's only 11 days ago, Noah Bliss set the record for a 10-year-old runner, completing the Wisconsin Half Marathon in Kenosha in 1 hour, 37 minutes, 15 seconds for the 13.1 miles. He was almost kept out of that race because it normally requires participants to be at least 14. Officials let him run after his father described the fourth grader's training routine. The superintendent of the Janesville schools is apologizing after high school students were shown a video about gay marriage. Andrew Beckett has that story.
The decision to show the video drew criticism because of concerns that it was biased in favor of gay marriage. Superintendent Karen Schulte says that violates district policy regarding controversial issues and political activities.
I believe gay marriage is a controversial issue, and my understanding of our board policy is when you present a controversial issue, it needs to be balanced. All sides need to be presented. In this case, I did feel like the video was biased.
The video was shown on April 11th to students at Janesville Craig High School by the school's Gay Straight Alliance Club as part of a National Day of Silence observation. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If state wildlife experts have their way, deer hunters will only be able to shoot bucks in about the northern third of Wisconsin. The State Natural Resources Board will consider a proposal 2 weeks from now to suspend most antlerless deer hunts in the 17-county northern forest zone. Officials say the doe herd needs to recover from two straight rough winters in the far north. Wisconsin State Journal report says about 40% of juvenile deer that were tracked by the DNR have died since January 1st. About 33% of radio-tracked juvenile deer died in 2013, just 6% back in 2012. It's not your imagination. Food prices are on the rise. Fox's David Lee Miller has more.
The latest PPI, the Producer Price Index, shows the cost of food, and this is for the wholesale marketplace, went up 0.6% in the last month. But there is a correlation to that wholesale number and what folks are going to pay at the checkout counter. Some of the more dramatic price hikes in the PPI for food: pork up 20.6%, eggs up 15.1%, fish up 11.3%, and grains up 6.9%.
A suspect has been arrested for a Wausau sex crime in a suburb of Seattle. Marathon County detectives tracked down 38-year-old Praveen Carr by locating his computer's IP address in a Bellevue, Washington hotel room. Carr's accused of making friends first with a Wausau 7th grader by social media over the course of several months. Then he traveled to Wausau, where he sexually assaulted the child. The teen agreed to meet Carr, who claimed to travel a lot for work. He showed up at the girl's home minutes after her parents left in late March. The child told police that Carr approached her to have sex and she was afraid of being hurt if she said no. The suspect is an India citizen working in the U.S. He was arrested Friday, presently held in the King County Jail in Seattle on a $750,000 cash bond. The date for extradition has not yet been set. Marshfield, home to almost 20,000 residents, a world-famous Marshfield clinic, and no lakes. Sure, they've got a marsh, but no lakes. It does not appear they'll have a lake anytime soon. The city's Economic Development Board had a group of UW-Stevens Point students study the feasibility of a man-made lake. They said it would cost $30 million to put in a 200-acre lake, plus the cost of extending utilities. City Planning Director Jason Angel said Marshfield is one of only a few places in Wisconsin without a lake nearby. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy, cool down to 36. Clouds and a few light showers in the afternoon tomorrow, high of 54. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.